News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Pep Talk with Meg, 850-437-1620. You'd like to call or text in. And today, as you might have guessed from the music from Queen, Bicycle, we are here this morning with our friend from Trek's Bikes of Pensacola, Robbie Most. Robbie Mott. How you doing, Robbie?
Great, Meg. How you doing this morning?
I'm pretty excited about talking with you this morning.
No doubt.
Robbie and I, as we discovered, have a bit of history, which was kind of a shock to me at first, but how do we even get into this story?
Oh my gosh. Do we have to say how long ago it was?
I know, because can we cheat? Can we somehow cheat and say it was just 2 years?
2 years ago, 3 years ago, 20 years ago.
I know. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Meg Peltier. I'm the new host here for Pep Talk. And I was on the radio many years ago and had gone off, left radio and got into business and wore some other hats. But about 20 or so years ago, I was on another morning show, and it was Kit and Meg in the morning, and Kit was a big-time bicyclist, may he rest in peace, dear friend of mine. And so yesterday I had a chance, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to stop by. I know Truck's coming. I'm going to stop by and just meet Robbie and kind of see what the store is all about. And the minute I walked in, I had a flashback.
So did I. 20 years ago, got you on a bike again, and it was great.
It was why. So 20 years ago, Robbie actually gave me a Trek bicycle to get started on it, to start cycling. And I had already done that kind of stuff years before, because years ago I had been very briefly in the triathlon world and cycling and running more. That was kind of my main thing. But to get back on a bike and to have that beautiful bike and to all of it, but... That 20 years ago, he gave me my Trek bicycle.
Yep. We're going to get you back on another one.
There you go. A few things have changed, buddy, since I've been on a bike now.
No. We're going to get you back on a bike.
All right. That sounds good. So that's kind of fun that we actually discovered that we've known each other all this time. And you went on from Bikes Plus to the store that you have now. So tell me a little bit about that transition and what you're doing now.
Well, I mean, I've been in and out of the cycling business for many years. And I've had two stores. And, you know, it's been a great thing. And my big thing when I got back into the business was, you know, the push for childhood obesity. You know, that's been a big focus of my wife and I's, childhood obesity. So we want every kid to get on a bike and learn to ride a bike and have the experience we did as a kid.
Absolutely. I think as long as I can remember, I had a bicycle.
Yeah.
I mean, it was part of growing up. We just all had bikes and biked around the neighborhood. Yeah. I don't see as many kids on bikes anymore, to tell you the truth.
True. It's getting better. But, you know, as adults, we all need to do the exact same thing.
Well, that's true. And we had quite the discussion yesterday about me getting back on a bike.
Yes.
Because my argument is, well, I've had knee surgery since then, and then I'm older, and I don't know. I was whining a little. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. So... convince me.
Convince you. Low impact. Big smiles. Better cardio all the way around.
All the way around. Okay. And you had such a variety, I mean, from the time that I originally got involved with Trek bikes to now, I mean, 20 years later, the variety that you had in the store, all the different options, plus e-bikes, which I'm embarrassed to say I did not know about or not even have no clue about how all that works. So talk about that a little bit. There's so many options now.
So many options, but the biggest thing is still you got to pedal the bike to get it to go down the road.
Doggone it. There's that. All right.
But with the e-bikes, it gives you a nice little tailwind.
That's true. I like the sound of that. That's really true. So it's fall now. The folks that already are bicycling, there's some things to be concerned about, right?
There are some things to be concerned. And, you know, if you've been listening to the show before, one of my favorite things to talk about is lights. Lights, lights, lights. So especially we just had the time change. Now it's getting darker earlier. We still see the cyclists on the road. You know, having headlights and taillights to be seen as you're commuting, riding recreationally, riding for health reasons. You know, there's still a lot of people out riding at 5:30, 6 o'clock. You know, have lights to be seen and, you know, for drivers to see you.
I was sharing with Robbie yesterday that I was driving along the scenic highway, and because I've been a cyclist in the past, I do know the safety things, the do's and the don'ts, and lighting is a huge pet peeve of mine, and it was dusk. It was just getting darker. This cyclist clearly had the bike pants and the helmet and all the gear, but no lights. Gray, he had on a gray outfit.
Gray. We all love to wear dark clothes.
Yeah, it was like gray, dark clothes, and I thought, I didn't see him.
Yep.
I was right up on him, and I didn't see him. And I'm somebody that I feel like I'm bicyclist aware. I try to watch out for everything and pay attention and not do makeup in the car, not be on my phone texting. And, I mean, it's so quick where you could have someone come in front of you, or even if a bicyclist just swerves out a little bit. I want to be ready for that. I didn't even see the guy until I was right there. And it's a simple solution, right?
Simple. It's a simple solution, you know. You know, a good daytime running light will, even for at night, is a life-saving piece of equipment.
I see a lot of different varieties of lights. Is the blinking ones on the front and the back better? What would you say is the optimal way to go?
This day and age now, from 20 years ago, lights have definitely changed. But anything with the LED lights now that have the high intensity, high lumens, I mean, they're brighter than car headlights.
No kidding.
And, you know, with the flashing modes, they just really grab your attention. And if you have more than one light, I think it just, you know, it's better.
Front and back?
Front and back and multiples on your back. So they're blinking in different frequencies, different unisons. You know, people are going to see it more. It's going to attract your attention. What is that light way up there?
Yeah.
What's blinking? Why is it there? So you're thinking about it more, and then, oh, it's a cyclist. Okay, then you have more time to react to it. You have more time to slow down, gauge traffic coming from different directions to get over, you know, and everyone's safer that way.
And how far should we get over?
3 feet.
I know. I knew the answer to that. I know. But I see people, too, in front of me. I'll see that bicyclist. I'll see a vehicle in front of me, and they don't give them any room.
Yeah.
And I think, what are you thinking?
Yep.
What are you thinking?
I see a young lady when I come home at night sometimes up by the airport. She's riding a trike, and she has one little blinking light. It's on there, but it's not bright enough. And, you know, people just don't give her the space that she needs, which is very sad.
Well, you hold your breath.
Yeah.
When you
definitely
go by.
Hold your breath.
Yeah, it's a hold your breath moment. And nowadays, with the bike lanes and so many options, there's no reason for anyone to be on a sidewalk, correct?
Correct. You know, I mean, the sidewalk's there. You know, sidewalks are good for walking. Cycling, for the most part, it's not a good place for cyclists to be just because how dangerous driveways are for cars going in and out and just the broken sidewalks and the speed that cyclists can go. So
with the change of the season, there's a lot of things coming up now. And obviously, we were talking a little bit about gifts and shopping and buying bicycles. I mean, for me, I can remember probably, I'm guessing that my dad went into a department store and got a box and brought it home and put it together on Christmas Eve. You know, it's sort of the old black and white movie version of getting a bicycle. Things have definitely changed from those days, right?
Oh, yeah. So, Christmas is coming. You know, get your bikes early. You know, if you're looking to get a bike, you know, we have layaways. We'll actually be the elves, put it together, and we can store it till Christmas Eve for you.
Okay, repeat that again. You do what now till Christmas Eve?
We can store the bike till Christmas Eve.
Okay,
so
there's no hiding it
in the car or the garage or anything
That is huge. Hiding the bike and having it. So you store it for Christmas. I think that is like worth every penny to do that.
So, yeah.
And get it assembled so that it's assembled properly.
Assembled properly. You got warranties. You got someone to talk to about it. You know, after the holidays, you bring it in. We can size it up for the person.
Because that makes a difference, too.
It makes a huge difference.
I mean, having that size, the space between the seat and the pedals, and when you're leading forward or not, depending on the type of bicycle that you have, that all makes a difference.
It does. And then if you got the wrong color, the wrong size, you can bring it back, and we can figure out exactly what that person needs.
Okay. And so talk a little bit about all the different types, because maybe I'm talking this morning with Robbie Mott with Trex Pensacola, and we're talking about bicycles on Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a question or want to call in, 850-437-1620. We're talking all things bicycle this morning.
Bicycles.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, definitely kids' bikes this time of year, you know, get them early. Just check that box, be done with it, and enjoy the holidays. You know, I mean, my wife and I, we try to get our Christmas shopping done by Thanksgiving so we can enjoy all the holidays, no stress, and enjoy the great things that we have going around Pensacola.
That's very smart. And I can't say that I do the same, but I mean, it sounds like a great idea. But
It sounds like a great idea.
However, if I were to get a bicycle, and knowing that I could have it assembled and stored until the night before is huge.
Yes.
That is huge. And also, you're so good at, I mean, Robbie, now that I can say, hey, I've known him for 20 years, is truly an expert and can really talk to you about what kind of bike do you want, because now there's so many options between, I was like laughing because I thought, I just had no idea all the different tires.
Yeah.
Because there's
tire sizes and
treads. The different kinds of bikes. Can you talk? So talk to, like you were telling me yesterday, you were kind of bringing me up to speed. Sorry, bringing me up to speed. But maybe someone's listening this morning. It really doesn't, I mean, the last time I had a bike, I had the Trek bike.
Yep.
Prior to that, it was probably a Schwinn back in the day. But talk a little bit. What are bikes like now? What are the options? There's so many.
It's an interview process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete interview process of, you know, who you are, where you're going to be riding, how you're going to be riding. Are you going to be transporting the bike to and from where you're going to be riding?
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Is it for health reasons? Is it for recreational reasons? Or you're doing a triathlon? All of those are going to have a different style, different type of bike.
So there's mountain bikes.
Mountain bikes, road bikes, hybrids.
Gravel
bikes.
I'm probably more in
kids bikes.
Speed of the touring. Is there a touring bike?
Touring
navigator,
bikes.
I guess, would be the one.
The old navigator.
Okay.
And on top of that, there's an e-bike for all of those now also. So there's acoustic bikes, they're called now. And
acoustic bikes. What does that mean?
You power the bike.
Oh.
With no motor.
Hello. Yeah, so. That was a blonde moment. Okay. Acoustic bike. Okay. All right. But I'm looking at a guitar in the studio. Yeah. So that's where I
went. There you go.
Okay. But yeah, because I didn't even know anything about e-bikes till yesterday, quite frankly.
Yep.
I mean, I kind of had heard it. What is it? What does that mean?
An e-bike is, you know, it's battery operated. That's going to assist with the pedaling of the bike.
Okay.
So, you know, you're going to find out this week.
I know, I've already.
You're going to find out this week. So I'm not going to say as much about it. I want you to come in since you've never been on one.
Okay.
And we'll go for a ride and we'll go for a ride through downtown.
Oh, you sure you want to go downtown? You don't think we should be somewhere in a forest far away
from
any possible
and
damage?
I want you to tell all the listeners what your experience is. You know, I do this every day, but since you've never been on an e-bike.
Okay.
What it's like and your experience. So I'm going to leave that one till next time.
Okay. So I'm going to admit that immediately when he said this to me yesterday, my body tensed up and I got in fear because I can't even remember the last time I was on a bicycle other than the gym.
It'll bring you back to your childhood.
Okay.
Promise.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to trust you on this one. So then I guess our listeners can look forward to a report on an e-bike from me next week or
what
2 weeks.
What an e-bike is all about for the first time rider.
Okay. All right. I'm going to trust you on this.
Yeah. Oh. Don't pet the puppy unless you want to take it home.
Oh, here we go. Oh, warning.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I started having that feeling yesterday in the store, by the way. I was like, it was all coming back to me. But something about cycling, you know, honestly, as a lifestyle, as things to do, I have always loved it. And it's just a chance to be free, to ride, to see. And in this area, you have so many places. We were talking about that yesterday. You had mentioned about Gulf Shores. And Blackwater Park. Some of the other places that you can ride. Talk a little bit about that, because maybe people don't realize that.
So we do have some nice places to ride here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. You know, Gulf State Park over in Orange Beach. If you've never been there, this is an awesome time to go. You know, it's cooling down. And I mean, you get to go out and ride in nature. You get to see
beautiful
alligators. You get to see ospreys. You get to see snakes come across the road.
Okay. Yeah. The ospreys, let's go back. Back up. Ospreys, eagles, shorebirds, yes. Snakes and alligators.
Snakes and alligators.
I don't want to be on that route. I don't want to be on that trail.
And it's, if you've never been out there, it's definitely worth getting the bikes in the car, taking them out there, and just go get lost. It's almost like 20 miles of networks of different trails that you can veer off on and just see the natural wildlife out there.
So when you say trails, are these designated bike lanes or bike trails? How does that work? Because, again, I haven't ridden in a while, and those things really didn't exist back in the day.
These are designated bike paths and running paths.
Mm-hmm.
So they're asphalt. And, you know, for two-way traffic of runners and cyclists.
And it's the diamond, yes? You see the diamond?
There's no cars allowed on these paths.
And that's where you see the diamond on the right-hand side? Like if you're driving in your car, you'll
The only cars that can get on these paths are state-run vehicles, you know, for, like, emergency purposes and stuff like that.
Right.
So there's not a car that should be on them at all.
Okay.
So take the kids out there. Great place for, you know, kids to go learn how to ride their bike, if you're just timid to ride the bike, mm-hmm. Great place to go out and learn, you know, get more comfortable on the bike, and just being outside. So it's definitely something you want to do.
Well, it looks like we have quite a few texts coming in this morning.
Great.
So let's see what we got here. Is there a place to ride bikes for people who don't want to ride bikes on the road? Well, kind of what we're just talking about. Yeah.
Gulf State Park, and also the trail up in Milton, the Blackwater Heritage Trail, is another good place.
Okay, here's a question that just came in. I want to get my spouse an electric bike for Christmas. I'm not sure how much it will get used. What does a beginner electric bike cost for an adult?
About $1,200 to $1,300.
Okay.
That's where they're going to start, and they're going to go up from there, depending on... They're getting that whole interview question is finding out how they're going to ride, where they're going to ride, and what they're looking to do with it.
So I'm guessing with something like that, do you have a layaway plan or a way that people can
make that
work?
Have layaway plans. Do you want to put park down right now and pick it up before Christmas, after Christmas, and pay for it off at the very end, or even pay through it, you know, up into the spring? So usually it's about 90 days that we give people.
Okay, that's not bad. That makes it affordable. Here's another question from one of our listeners. This is up my alley right here. Can I get a good exercise workout with a bike? I'm getting up in years and it's still in reasonable shape. Oh, I'm going to adopt that phrase, reasonable shape. I'm in reasonable shape. But can't ride up the hills. Can't ride up the hills too well anymore. I need some help. Okay.
Great. Well, if this listener could come into the shop, we can talk about that. Or you can wait until next time, and Meg's going to actually answer that question, because she'll know exactly how to answer that after she gets done riding an e-bike.
But you could set up, so potentially, since we were before we get there, but I hear the question loud and clear, because that's my question. You know, I'm at an age now where I really want to not only exercise, but for me, the exercise isn't about, how do I put this? It's not the same as it was 20 years ago, working out and looking a certain way and all that stuff. Now it really is about health, and feeling good,
just moving.
Getting the endorphins going, and then being out in nature, relaxing. Enjoying the view, all those things that can be quality of life. And it's not that I don't want to be in shape and all that, but that's almost a byproduct in my mind. Does that make sense to you?
It's all of that. Mm-hmm. So with the bicycle, you're going to get all of that, plus you're just going to get, you know, feeling like a kid again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. And, you know, acoustic bikes are just a normal bicycle, or even with the e-bikes that, you know, if you're not, you know, just getting back into it, those e-bikes will actually help you get up the hills and through the headwinds that, if you've been out to the beach, you know all about them.
Yes, of course. So here's a question for you that I'm just thinking about. Let's say I've always wanted to ride a bike but never got the opportunity, and now I'm up in years. Is it possible to learn how to ride a bike when you're older? Because I learned on training wheels. And then having my dad push me, you know, when he had the training wheels on, then was holding the back. And the next thing I knew, he let go. And there I was riding.
Yes.
That's my memory of it.
Memory of it?
Yeah.
So as an adult, if you've never ridden a bike, I've, you know, coached some people on how to ride a bike. And And it's a perfect opportunity also to talk about children that are just starting to walk to get their first bike. And if you think, you know, giving a child that's just starting to walk, you know, a couple of years old, their first bike without training wheels, parents freak out.
Okay, yeah, I'm freaking out a little, but go ahead. But I trust you. Go ahead.
So they have bikes that do not have pedals on them. They're called push bikes.
Really?
And the child or an adult, which I've done these for adult bikes too, you learn the hardest thing first. The hardest thing to do on a bicycle is ride very slow.
Huh.
So when you learn to ride very slow, you learn your balance first.
Okay, that makes sense.
Pedaling's easy. You know, you put pedals with training wheels, the kids pedal, and that's great. But once you take the training wheels off, it's hard for them to actually balance because they're used to the training wheels. Well, you never give them the training wheels, so they never know what the training wheels are, and they learn to balance first.
Huh, okay.
So,
that makes sense.
Yeah. So, you know, getting a child on a push bike, you know, we got those in the store for Christmas, and the child will learn to actually teach themselves how to ride a bike. So the parent's not going to be stressed and their back's not going to hurt from leaning over.
Right.
And all of that. But also, you know, in adults that never learned how to ride a bike as a child.
Right.
That I've come in, you know, they'll either bring in their bike in or they purchase a bike and we'll disassemble the bike, take the pedals and cranks off and the chain and all of that and make an adult a push bike. I've also done that with handicapped children too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, they learn their balance. And then when they put the pedals back on, that's the easy part.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you had mentioned to me yesterday that you also will take a look at someone's bike, even if they haven't bought it at your store.
Yes.
Because you've got the experts there.
Especially this time of year, if you do get a bike from a department store, we do have safety checks, you know, for $25, $35 to bring it in, to go over, just to make sure it's safe and secure, you know, okay, for that great Christmas morning.
And I got another question from one of our listeners. How long is the Milton Heritage Trail? Do you know?
I think out and back, it's like 16 miles.
Well, that's not too
bad. Don't quote me on that, but it's a nice little ride. It goes to the back gate of Whiting Field.
Okay, I'm just looking at some of the other questions here. Hang on just a second. Let's see what we've got. Oh, she says, all of my grandkids learned how to ride on a push bike.
Yes, awesome. Yep. So did my girls.
I just never heard of that before, so that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Also, speaking about learning to ride bikes and things like that.
You're offering some classes coming up,
so,
right?
So we're working with the city that they're going to announce on Tuesday that we're going to have a bike clinic for adults that know how to ride a bike. So we're not going to be teaching how to ride a bike, but we're going to a bike clinic at City Hall on December 7th.
Okay. What time is that?
It's like 9:30 in the morning. So they're going to release that on Tuesday. We're going to talk about that.
So you heard it first on Pep Talk.
You heard it first
on News
here.
Radio 92.3.
And it's going to be basically, it's a class about an hour and a half long. We're going to try to get to. So we're going to talk about the rules of the road. We're going to have a skills course where you're going to ride the bike through some different things. Then we're going to go through a ride through downtown.
Oh, how fun.
So, yeah.
And I think that's great that you're offering the safety piece.
Yep.
Because really, a lot of us don't know.
And we're trying to get the police department down there also to
help out
with that. And, you know, to get us to where, you know, make Pensacola a better walkable, rideable city.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute left, Robbie. Anything that we want to touch on? You would let people know where you are located, your website, how to get in touch with you.
We're located on Cervantes, at 701 East Cervantes. Between 7th and 9th, right there next to the UPS store, to let people know that. And our phone number is 850-912-6858. And if you're looking for any ideas, you have just any questions, you just want to know a little bit more about a bicycle, you're not sure what it's going to do for you, you know, come on in. We'd love to talk about it. We'd love to see, you know, we love test rides. We love people to come in and take us for a bike ride around the neighborhood.
You know, okay. That's,
you know, our goal is at least go for 10 test rides a day. So,
well, I stopped by yesterday, and it was just great to be in the store and see the variety and see all the choices. And we didn't even get to some of the other ones.
It was raining a little bit. But,
yeah. But I'm excited to, I am, and I'm not excited about my bike trip next week.
Well, I'm excited about it, so.
All right. Well, this morning we've been talking with Robbie Mott with Trek Pensacola. If you get a chance, stop by the store. It's not too late to get ready for the holidays. So thank you so much, Robbie, for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back in just a few.